Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Love Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It is another episode of Night House Radio. Don't worry, the theme music is on its way. It's been working on it. We're actually working on it right now. I have a really nice singer. She's going to put something really hot to it. But again, hey, you know, it is Wednesday. I'm joined with Miss Erica Chanel. What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm doing really good, but it's actually Tuesday.
What is it, Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
You know, I guess I'm wishing it was Thursday because I'm totally free on Thursday. You know what I mean? I get to go and chill, do some things. But I'm in the future as normal. But, yeah, you know, this is going to be a short show tonight. So, number one, thank everybody that's tuning in to us. A lot of great things is going on. As a matter of fact, I just got word that Mama D from Love & Hip Hop is going to be stopping through October 6th, which is a Tuesday. She's coming through. And also a newcomer, her name is Cola Fox. She's also going to be joining us with some new music coming up pretty soon. So, hey, we're going to get right down to it. First and foremost, if you want to advertise on this show, we already have 15,000 listeners, okay? That's established. It's out there. If you want your product on here, I'm doing a promotion. It's $5, okay? We're either going to play your music, we can announce your product or your service, whatever you got going on. Hit me up, nighthouseradio@gmail.com. But before we go any further, Erica, how was your day? Let's talk to you for a second.
My day was really good, you know, blessed to wake up in the morning. So that starts off my day.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it is a good start. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I know that's right. So, well, speaking of thanking God, I would have thought God himself came to Philadelphia this week. If you don't know, you know, we live right outside of Philadelphia. In fact, you know, one of our other co-hosts, T, who's not with us tonight, she lives in Philly, so I guess she dealt with it firsthand. This was like pandemonium, I'm trying to tell you. I guess it was close to, what, 3 million people out there, is that right? Erica, you with me?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm getting ready to speak. Hold on now. Simmer down now.
Okay, I'm checking.
I believe so. I know someone who actually was there working in the transportation of, like, you know, different celebrities and their entourages and things like that. So they basically said it was kind of like a refugee camp. They said it was set up where it was like, you know, barricades and stuff like that. So, and I know that somebody else I know, they work in the city, and they said that when they got off the train, because, you know, the Ben Franklin Bridge was closed down. So when they got off the train, there was all these different cops that was, like, interrogating them, saying, like, where are you going, what you doing, like, different cops from different places. So he said he really felt like they were just trying to, like, break him down, all because he was trying to get into the city to his job. So.
Well, that would have been a good reason to call out.
Yeah. And then when he got there, supposedly he didn't have to they closed down the it was a restaurant. He was like a bouncer at a restaurant. They actually closed it down because nobody was there.
Well, he should have got the memo.
Yeah, like, and then the one who was doing transportation and driving the Suburbans and all that kind of stuff for the celebrities and everything, he said that they had food set up for them all day long for them to eat and everything. So, I mean, obviously it was pretty well organized. I know that it was a lot of trash and everything everywhere. You know, people are still disrespectful, even though they're there, you know, to worship the Pope. They throwing trash on
worship
the ground. I'm sure it was trash cans.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Now, did you actually get a chance to hear what he was talking about? You know, what kind of, you know, what did he really accomplish, I guess, in his time in America?
I don't really know. I don't know.
That's okay, because you know what? I don't know either.
Well, they had that conference there that Mark Wahlberg was, you know, he was there, you know, hosting it. the something about the families, and then I saw that they're going to be, I guess it's something they do every couple of years because they're doing it again, but in 2018. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I didn't even know that Philly had got the opportunity to do this. So
gotcha.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, as luck would have it, our co-host is on the line, Ms. Tia D. What's going on? Can you give us some insight as to what it was like in Philly this past weekend?
Oh, you mean with the Pope visit?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Well, well, I actually have a funny story about that. I really think living in the city, really working downtown, I thought all the preparations and all the restrictions were completely unnecessary. We did not have the amount of people that they expected to have here, the 1.5 million people. It was not like that at all.
Wow.
And I also tried to access public transportation and basically had a two-hour walk around the city. It was absolutely ridiculous. No one could tell me where to go and where to access. The SEPTA sites was not helpful. The people that was outside that was supposed to help you could not help you. I finally found a reliable SEPTA employee who told me I had to go to Afton Market. And this was after I've walked from my house, which is on 19th Street, to 13th and Locust, back to 12th and Locust, back to Broad and Locust, and then I had to proceed to walk down to Afton Market. It was absolutely ridiculous. Good thing that came out of it, though, is my job in preparation, thinking that our building was going to get closed down because we are literally right next to City Hall. We actually got to work from home Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. So thank you, Pope.
Hey.
Thank you, Pope Francis.
Hey, he brought something out. Did anyone pay attention to anything this man was talking about? Because I sure enough didn't. He was blowing me to sleep. Now, what was his main agenda? Like, what was the bottom line that he presented to the people of America?
Well, Pope Francis is really about supporting people, people who live in poverty, and children. That's like his main agenda, because he actually stems from a low-income area and basically, you know, found his way to Christ. So his main mission is basically trying to eliminate poverty and building up children and making sure we're taking care of children. I do like the man's spirit. I will say that.
I'm not
Catholic. However, I do. You know, Tim, you're always interrupting people, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
But I do like the man's spirit. Like, he just has a good aura about him. So
she is right, because I have a friend of mine who told me all about that, the fact that they wanted him to go see, like, you know, politicians and things like that. And he said, no, I want to go see the people. He did not want to be around that. He wasn't here for that. He was here for the people. So she's right.
Well, you know, he loved the kids. Well, you know, they love the kids. You know, that's what I'll question. Well, hey, you listen, my thing is, like, where was all this fanfare when he got in office for 2 years ago? Like, did people really care what he had to say? You know, was anybody checking for him 2 years ago? Or is it just because he came to America that people are now, you know, concerned? I don't know.
Well,
that's just my thought about
it. Catholic or Christian knows of Pope Francis and knows of his agenda. The big deal was, as I don't think there has been a pope that's ever come to America. So that was the big deal about it.
Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul II. He came to Detroit, I believe. Pope John Paul II came to Detroit.
Yeah, years ago. So was just
I'm joking. I'm joking. he came to the D.
A friend of mine A friend of mine said that the reason why this is such a big deal is because the Vatican was actually supposed to give Philadelphia, $12 million.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really, you know, there's always, you know, but anybody, you and your conspiracy theories, that it's an agenda evolved at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And how much do they spend? How much do they spend on, you know, just thinking about hiring all those people, the security, the barricades, you know, the cleanup?
How much do they spend? $1.5 million just on the porta potties alone. And there was porta potties everywhere.
Oh, crap. Literally. Oh, crap.
Shut up. you are so corny.
Well, let's jump in there real quick. Now, because I heard that they spent $12 million, but then I heard that was donated, something like that. What is the final consistency on that number? The other side of it is, and what's kind of troubled me, is that it seems that funds are being raised, okay, for stuff like this. Not to say that it's not important to some people, because, you know, if you're Catholic, I guess it's a big deal. But then you have inner-city programs that are failing. You got schools. You have a lot of different stuff that's in disarray, and you can't seem to find the funds. But this man comes to America, you just automatically find money. So what is the truth about that $12 million? Did it cost the city $12 million, or was it free? Does anybody know that?
You will never know about that.
And you know what I forgot to do, and I do apologize. The chat room is open, and anybody, if you want to chime in, if you do have some insight and answers, you can call us 323-443-7453. Again, 323-443-7453. In the meantime, we're going to let Tia and Erica answer that for us. Go ahead.
I don't have the answer. I don't work in this.
I guess
I don't have the answer either. I don't know. I just want to. How does the Vatican get their money, though? How does the Vatican get their money? Like, what are they doing? Yeah.
They're doing a lot.
They own, like, multiple artifacts. They own, like, different properties. People who tied. It's ridiculous. Yeah. They have $12 million. $12 million is like $100 to them. It's not
exactly.
They have the money. They good.
Mm. Yeah, they definitely got money.
Nice.
It is nice. Yeah, but definitely is nice. So I guess if we can take our attention to another thing that was in the news, and it's kind of a great concern. What's up with this Bobby Christina situation? The coroner apparently knows the cause of death, but is not releasing it. What is that about?
I have no idea. I did read that article.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I read that article as well.
Fix it.
For some reason, they don't want to release it because I read it actually on Mike Epps' blog, which was
Mike
real
Epps.
Random.
Yes. That is random.
It was real random. It came up in my Facebook feed. And apparently, for some reason, the courts locked the release of the records on why what the cause of death was determined. And it possibly could be because of that civil wrongful death suit they have going on with Nick Gordon. So
that's probably what it is about.
So
maybe he'll be indicted soon, and maybe he'll be going to jail. They keep saying he did something.
He's a fall guy. You know how this stuff goes. He's definitely a fall guy. He's not smart enough to commit no crime like that. That's my thoughts. Now, since this is a relatively, in the bridge show tonight, Dr. Umar Johnson, he was on The Breakfast Club recently. Hopefully someone other than myself has done some research on him or at least heard his speech. I actually donated some money today. To the building of this school. And, I personally like him. I think everything that he says, to me, it resonates with me far as everything, like far as his breakdown of the black man, the relationship between the black man and the black woman. He deals with homosexuality. He deals with everything that encompasses us as a whole. I'm really, really impressed by this dude, and I think this school is something that needs to happen. By the way, if you go to nighthouseradio.blogspot, you'll see the link, or you can just check Facebook. You know, he has a GoFundMe page, and they're at $189,000 right now. So a lot of people are definitely on board with him. What's your take on him?
Go ahead, Erica. I did
research on him. I do see that he is doing a lot for children, especially between the ages of 3 to 21, and that's in an effort to determine if they have educational disabilities, which is really good because that's a problem today. I mean, sometimes these schools are just, you know, they're underfunded. The cities are spending money, like, you know what I'm saying? like with the Pope. They're giving the city of Philadelphia $12 million. They spent all these millions of dollars for the Pope, but they're not putting any money into education. So, you know, he's actually helping that because some of these kids do have problems, and they're taking these tests and they're failing because they're not getting good education. They're not getting the support that they need. So he's, you know, definitely helping out the underprivileged in regards to education.
I also like the fact I saw the Breakfast Club interview. I'm going to keep talking, Tim. I saw the Breakfast Club interview.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, girl. You tell them, girl.
Where he also talked about the misdiagnosis and the quick diagnosis of children having, especially urban children, having ADHD or want to label them with some type of learning disability.
That's right, because that's what I
You don't believe that? You
I
don't
feel
believe
like
that
everybody,
based on...
I do believe it.
Hold on.
I do believe
it.
I thought that interview was very well done. It was very powerful. Thank you.
It was very powerful.
Now, yeah,
but you know what? Think
tip?
About it. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I just want to say this one little thing, Tim.
Sure.
Think about it. I always think about this. There is an overabundance of kids with, you know, ADHD, ooh, with autism today. But when we were kids, it was just kind of like, oh, that kid's a little strange. It wasn't a whole, every other kid had this problem. That's how it is today. But back then it wasn't that way. Now,
well, you know.
Is it the foods or the pesticides or what do you think it is?
Well, I mean, it's a number of things. There was a study, and people who are interested, you can go and look up and see the impact that, you know, some of these vaccines actually have caused some kids to have autism and all these different type of issues. So that's one thing, and then they were saying for years that just wasn't possible, there's nothing wrong with the vaccines. I know that's a lie. You know what I mean? That's first and foremost. The other thing that I guess we had to keep in mind is when we're dealing with a lot of stuff that he's talking about, the breakdown of the family. Like, I was listening to one thing he said today, and it was talking about how the black man is pretty much obsolete and how they set that up on purpose as far as creating all types of opportunities for women to advance themselves. But there's very little, I guess, in the community for young black men. So a woman is going to climb up the ladder of success financially, and then she's looking like, well, what do I need him for? You know, like, it's deeper. I'm probably not doing him justice, but I would say everybody definitely go check him out and support him because he's doing something good. You know, I like him. Anything else that's in the news of concern? What's going on?
I don't know.
You know what, Timothy, you just mentioned something. I have a question for you. Do you get your kids, like, vaccines, like flu shots?
Well, believe it or not, years ago when, you know, I was still in this situation, I used my religious right, my religious exemption. So basically I went to the school, I had a letter, and said my Christian beliefs prohibit this type of activity, okay? In other words, they, of course, nobody else really knew about that, but me being a researcher that I am, when I brought that to them, they, of course, had to honor that. Now, later on, their mother went ahead, you know, without me, you know, approving all that, and then, you know, they started taking that, and I was very upset about that because just like to this day, I've never had a flu shot, never had the flu, so I also believe in a thing called herd immunity. So if there's 75, 80, 90% of the people or kids have had the shot, the chances of you getting it is slim to none if that's the case, if everyone's been vaccinated. So today the answer is, have they taken shots? Yes, but that's because they've been reintroduced into that system, which makes my religious exemption null and void. So, yeah, I wasn't just talking about it. I was being about it, going down there and exercising my rights. And if God don't keep them healthy, of course, with the use of common sense, then they're not going to, you know what I mean, they're not going to be healthy, period. You know what I mean? So yeah, that was my take on it, because I don't believe in that. You know, not to say that doctors are evil, but again, they're practicing medicine. And so they're not necessarily looking for the cure. Like, if you want to be cured of something, then what you most likely need to do is go to an alternative health practitioner who also studies medicine. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll be able to take the good from one aspect and mirror that with something that's natural. You know what I'm saying? They can cope situations, but they're not really curing anything. There's no money in the cure. Hence, cancer's still going on. Ain't nobody still find cancer. Well, the answer to cancer. Well, you know what? And
well, they probably
just
have. It's all about just like with HIV. They just keep letting it go because it's the money aspect. They are insecure. They're just. But why do you think people are living longer? Like, you know, recently, remember that boy on Who's the Boss, Jonathan?
Yes.
He just announced that he's had HIV for 12 years.
Right.
What?
I believe he told Oprah.
Yes, the son. Jonathan, the boss.
Jonathan, Angela's son.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he just announced the other day that he's had HIV for 12 years. Just like Magic Johnson. Nobody's even mentioned that. What happened to him? Where is it?
Well, he's so low. Well, here's the thing that you got to research, and this I know I may seem like a conspiracy theorist, but the only difference between me and the average person, I would have to say, is that I take the time to really look into stuff that makes me scratch my head. You know, okay, because they want us to believe that AIDS came from Africa. They also want us to believe that Ebola came from Africa from a monkey. Like, are we really seriously, really thinking about this stuff? Well, if you do some research and you'll find that it was patented by the United States government. Like, I mean, let's just be real. This is not hard to find. You know what I mean? Like, that was man-made, created for population control, and they tested it out. I mean, it's just not that difficult, you know what I mean, to research. It's just very easy. This is man-made stuff. You know what I mean? And it's done on purpose to eliminate the less desirable people, as I have to say. Hence, you know, everything else. Go ahead. What?
Stop with the less desirable people. I certainly believe.
I'm just saying that because that was my shot to you with the abortion shot. We ain't going to go back there tonight, but that was my little shot to abortion.
Let's not do that. We can't do that. Not tonight.
We don't have enough time.
Please.
No,
I
but.
We don't have enough time. There's 8 minutes left.
Yeah, we don't. Thank God
let's stay on subject.
I mean, but you know what, Tim?
One at a time, guys. We don't want to overtalk each other.
Huh? All right. I'm so sorry.
You know he hates it
when we overtalk each other.
Well, only, you know what, the reality is that I don't want the listeners, I don't want them to not be able to hear the valid points that everyone's making, because everybody's making valid points. You know, that's why we're doing this show together. So it's not just one perspective, it's, you know, all three of our perspectives. So,
that's
but
true.
What were you saying?
How do you know the information that you're getting is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from somewhere, but just like the information that they're telling us is coming from somewhere. So they're telling you, it's coming from a monkey, it's coming from that. And you do make total sense when you say that. It does, like, you start thinking about, like, things that make you go, But then they're telling you, oh, no, it's not from this. But who are these people who are researching saying, no, don't listen to this, listen to this? How do you know what's really the truth?
Very easy. Just like I tell my son when I talk to him, he tells me about different stuff that's going on. And my answer to him before I really respond is, how many sources have you checked? How in-depth have you looked into what it is that you're presenting to me? Okay, because you're talking to somebody who will spend the time, you know what I'm saying, to research wherever is necessary to get to the answer. But to find the answer to a patent and all that stuff, Ebola, you just actually Google patent to HIV or AIDS. You can find the doctors who created this. There's YouTube videos on this guy who was put in charge of this. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of this stuff is really right there. It's not hard to find. We do have a caller, 856-269-46. Oh, I'm about to put your whole thing out there. My bad. Talk to me. Who's this? It's Night House Radio. What's going on? Okay. We'll wait for you to come on the line. It's all good. But, but, yeah, I mean, this stuff is out there, to, you know, for the masses. I think a lot of us, it may seem like it's a sinister, like, you know, no one wants to think the worst of your government, okay, or the people that's in control of you. But then you also have to look at it well, look how everything came about here in America in the first place. I mean, it wasn't like we really came over with the peacekeeping mission and really kind of not only, you know what I mean, like we didn't really, I mean, well, hello?
It certainly wasn't a peacekeeping mission, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, right, I mean, you can see like the origin of everything, it all goes back to how things start. That's how, just my opinion. Now, there was ways for everyone to coincide with each other and make a peaceful nation. But at this point, I think we're living in a different time. But go ahead. But that's how, to answer your question, that's how I know. I don't just check one resource and go off that and start spitting off knowledge, you know what I mean, foolishness as knowledge. I do my research. I do my due diligence because of importance to me. Now, everyone may not find these types of things to be important, but to me it is. So that was a long answer,
well,
but
you.
That is the answer.
It was a long answer.
I was like, what did I ask him? Because I can't remember at this point. Because it's a good conversation,
that's for sure. If anything you can have with Tim Knight is good conversation and a very healthy debate. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes, most definitely.
Because
you're with him, it's like sometimes you're like, it doesn't matter. He's going to break it down. He's going to tell you his views, and you're going to know how he feels at the end of that conversation.
Yeah, as we all should. It's just that, I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, you're supposed to learn, grow, evolve. I don't know. Somebody's phone is getting out of hand.
Is that a GTS? What is that?
Somebody's phone is out of hand. I think it was Tia. Let me see. Let's clear it up real quick. But we have the last 3 minutes. Let's switch gears. Give me some entertainment news. Entertain me. Ms. Chanel, give me something light.
All right. Well, you mentioned Mama D, so you know that she had got arrested the other day for running out for dining and dashing for her 52nd birthday.
What?
Yeah, it's a $600 bill. There was a $500 table bill, and no one paid the bill. But I think that can easily happen. Just like they said in the article, it was her birthday. So you would expect, like, typically, especially them, they some love and hip-hop checks coming out from somewhere. Then somebody should have been paying the bill. So I can see how that could happen. But for her to be arrested, I feel like there's got to be more to the story.
Well, we're going to get the answer next week.
Yeah, we definitely are going to get to that because that's craziness. I mean, because usually the bill comes and everybody's like, all right, well, we got to pay the bill. But, you know, you just never know.
And I would have never thought that if it's my party, you know what I'm saying, I would have thought I'd been the last person that's about to drop $500 on my birthday.
Right.
You know. So that is
that's ridiculous.
That's kind of messed up. And how do you get arrested? Like, what is that deep? Like, they couldn't just pull you to the side and be like, yo, okay, what's up? You know, I guess, was she filming, I guess? Was this, like, part of the show?
It probably was. You know it probably was.
Okay, we'll look at the answer.
You know it probably was. Well, I guess, we'll definitely find out about that when we actually get to talk to her.
Absolutely. All the more reason for you guys. That's right. All the more reason for you guys to tune in next week. We'll have a 60-minute show next week. Yeah, we're down to about 90 seconds of this particular show. It was short, fast, and hard. That's how we do it here. Tia, give us your last, last sayings, what you want to say to the people before we go.
God bless. Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, Ms. Erica Chanel.
That was so short and sweet. Good night, everybody. Check you out next week.
All right. Hey, and as always, we do appreciate you listening. Go to, of course, timknight.com. A lot of great deals going on the website right now. Next week, we got Mama D coming up on the 6th, and then we have Cola Fox. Go check her out. She's on Twitter. It's Cola Fox. I heard some of her music sounds good. We look forward to talking to her and playing some of her music out here. Other than that, stay strong, do your research, and learn something every day. Go support Dr. Umar. Check him out. And that's a good thing he's doing, building a school. Not many people out there doing something like that, so we need to get behind it. Other than that, I will see you guys next Tuesday. All right, have a good night. Peace.